Alex's father denied it every single time she'd ask. "I know you wanted a boy, Dad. It's okay. I get it," she'd tease. They were having the conversation again, on their way to the Orville Town Fair in Weston, Pennsylvania. They'd spent the afternoon at the Pittsburgh Steelers training camp in Latrobe, a couple of towns over. "How many times do I have to tell you?" Jack Carlisle said to his daughter. "You were exactly what I wanted. It was almost like I ordered you from Amazon Prime. Free shipping and everything." "Then answer me this," she said. "Why do you give me a boy's name?" Jack Carlisle breathed a deep sigh. "Your mom and I didn't give you a boy's name," he said. "We named you Alexandra. You're the one who wanted us to call you Alex." Alex smirked at her dad from the back seat. She never tired of messing with him like this. And despite the sighs and head shakes, she knew he loved it too. It happened a lot when they were together, and they were together all the time. Jack Carlisle and Alex's mom had divorced when Alex was only 4. Her mom moved to the West Coast to become a surgeon and remarried, leaving Alex and her dad in Orville, Pennsylvania. Alex had regular phone calls with her mom, but she was closest to her dad. They were two peas in a pod. They both loved sports, but they loved each other more. Alex's dad was a Steelers fan through and through. He followed other sports, too, just not as closely as football, and not with the same enthusiasm as he rooted for the Steelers. When Alex was around 8 years old, her dad began to notice how much he loved running and catching balls, and throwing them most of all. He used to joke that sports were one of the few things he'd passed on to his child. That and his piercing blue eyes. Nevertheless, Alex was still convinced he'd wanted a boy, and she told him so now in the car. "I'm a lawyer, and I can't even argue with my own daughter," he said, shaking his head like he did when the Steelers were forced to punt. They were stopped at a light now. He used the brief pause to turn to Alex in the back seat and said, "You know how much I love you, Pumpkin Pie." He had a lot of nicknames for her, so many that Alex lost track of them all. But Pumpkin Pie was the first one she could remember. "I do," she said, giving him a playful wink so he knew she was joking. "Admit it, though. You would have loved me a little more if I were a boy." He sighed, resting his forehead against the steering wheel. "Alexandra Carlisle." "Call me Alex," she said, and her dad chuckled. She loved making him laugh. It made her feel as if she'd scored a goal in soccer, or struck out a batter in softball.